Indigenous people are dismayed by a decision the current Queensland LNP government has taken not to fund a pilot program for the repatriation of ancestral remains from the Queensland Museum back to their homelands for burial. Reporter Stephen Regal spoke to Bob Weatherall, the chair of the Centre for Indigenous Cultural Policy. He says the decision means Indigenous people will not be able to properly farewell their ancestors and ensure their passage into the next world.
Why is the repatriation plan important?
Well, first and foremost, the implementation of the particular tasks that need to occur before we can go to ceremony. People need to go to ceremony before they can go to burial ceremony. And if government realised and respected and acknowledged our cultural practices, then they would realise that basically our people from 15 years up have to be instructed in basically the song and the dance and the paint-up. And also we have to carve our trees, carve our ground and make new our country by sacred smoke and ceremonies to basically renew it. That was the plans that they asked us to do in a scoping study, the Queensland government, and basically our people were so willing that they wanted to participate in this, and they said if we're going to do it properly, we'll have to do it traditional way. What they basically did was found our own people who basically stepped up to the call to come and pass down those teachings and to prepare us for ceremony of 40 ancestor remains that has to come from the Queensland Museum. But that has all been dashed now because of the slash and burn approach by the Newman government.
So you're saying that the Queensland government approached you with this scoping study. Do you know which department it was? Do you know who's actually responsible here?
So this is going back to the previous government, back to Anna Bligh's government, through the Premier's department, provided the resources that was coordinated by the Arts Queensland. And that was for the proposal to basically to undertake a scope and study and to establish repatriation plans with four groups, the Bidjara, the Goongari, the Mandandandji and the Gomeroi people. And we've now put those plans together. And basically, they are ignoring us and they have not come back. We've written considerably to the Queensland Premier a number of times and also to his Director General at Premier's and to the Arts Minister and to the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs and Multicultural Affairs. The Minister for the Arts never even gave us any acknowledgement of our letter, and neither has the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs. They seem to be passing the buck and obviously have no idea who is responsible for this. I know that the federal government has a program, but the state also must have a program as well. And in fact, the Queensland government does not have a policy to basically establish an efficient and effective coordination for repatriation and to assist Aboriginal people in the return of their ancestral remains and their secret, sacred cultural material, and for their long-term care and ownership.
How long ago did you send those letters?
Around June, July, mate. We sent letters off to them and they wanted the report to come in. We gave them the report at the end of June to ask for a meeting to commence the dialogue to progress the repatriation program and to work together with them to basically help build that capacity of those traditional owner groups with a whole of government approach for a holistic repatriation program. They can't do it without that. And the fact that it is the responsibility of the Queensland government, it was the Queensland government who was involved with the body snatching back in the turn of the century when they were building the collection of the Queensland Museum, and they have a major responsibility and a moral and a legal obligation to basically assist Aboriginal people. We never had this problem until we found out that the body snatchers and the so-called great men of science had already stolen our ancestors from out of their resting places. The Kamilroi were prepared to receive the official handover of their remains on the 28th of September. They were not able to come and do that. They've now broken promises to our people and to our ancestors have been broken. And our people are really very mournful at the moment in regards to that. There's an enormous amount of anguish and stress. by Aboriginal traditional owners of the Goomeroi, and others should be very concerned as well, because this government is not indicating that they are committed to returning ancestor remains and making sure that they go back and that they are given their customary last rites, or to allow them to basically go continue on their journey into the spirit world.